Hey, it's Chris Jones, co-host of the Jones Zone podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode. When it concludes, do us a favor and leave a review. Leaving a review is the fastest way to grow our audience, and we want to make sure we share this podcast with the most people possible. Also, for anyone that doesn't know, Brian and I own the Jones Zone real estate team. So if you're looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, York County area, hit us up. Call or text 803-810-2230. Lastly, not only do we use this podcast as a way to help promote local business owners and entrepreneurs, but Brian and I also own Jones Zone Marketing. If you're a small or medium-sized business looking for a way to generate more leads or looking to spruce up your marketing with videos, landing pages, sales funnels, membership sites, or more, hit us up at joneszonemarketing.club, C-L-U-B. All right, enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate, and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast, your real estate advocates, community connectors. It's Chris Jones alongside my brother and co-host and business partner, Brian Jones. What's up, Brian?
Oh, man. Loving life, man.
Loving life. Just living it as it comes, huh?
Loving life.
There you go. Let's get into it, man. We promised to keep these short and simple, so we will. If you've been following along, we've had part one, deciding to move and getting pre-qualified. Part two, preparing to buy and sell. And part three, choosing the agent for you. So today is part four, going under contract. So once you've done all the other things and you've been out looking for homes, or if you are a seller, people have been looking at your home, it's time to make an offer or time to get an offer. Here are the things that you need to come up with, and we'll go through them as we go through them. Sales price, closing costs, closing date, due diligence period, due diligence money, earnest money, home warranty, and I think that's probably it.
Repair requests?
That's a little later, but we'll talk about that in the inspection episode. But all right, so sales price. What is the sales price going to be? That's pretty self-explanatory. So you and the agent need to come up with the comps. If you're on the buy side, you guys need to look at some of the comps in the area and see if the sales price is what they're asking. See if it's comparable, man. And now here's what we're finding, man. It's going over sales price.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
It's just such a competitive market. I read the other day there's 18 buyers for every house.
That's crazy.
That is absolutely
so. What that means
bananas,
is
dude.
It's still a seller's market. So a seller's market is actually works in favor of the seller because they can list their house and get, like you said, 18 buyers looking for or bidding for it, technically.
Yeah, yeah. And so here's what we tell our sellers, and this is what our buyers need to know as well. We tell our sellers, focus on the net.
On the net.
Take
what does that mean,
all
Chris?
All the things that we're about to talk about into consideration. Don't just take the highest sales price, okay? You need to focus on all these different things. So sales price, what else is in it? Closing costs. Closing costs are costs associated with getting the loan, having some inspections, having some appraisals, all that sort of stuff. Usually it's right around 2.5, upwards of 3% of the loan value is what, that's kind of the rule of thumb. So who pays closing costs?
That's negotiable, Chris. A lot of times, especially in the hot seller's market, we're finding right now that the buyers are actually covering the closing cost if it's a multiple offer situation, because it's always you want to bring the highest and best offer, because in this market, it's not 2008 anymore. Actually getting the house under contract is winning. So whatever, by any means necessary. But it is negotiable. So if a house has been sitting on the market for a while and the seller doesn't mind paying or helping contribute to the closing costs, you know, the seller can do that as well.
Yes. So let's say a house is $100,000. Your sales price, they offer $100,000, but they ask for the seller to pay $5,000 in closing. So now the offer is really $95,000.
Right.
Right. So that should be easy to follow along. So if a buyer offers a $100,000 and asks for zero seller paid closing costs, now the offer is worth $100,000. And vice versa. So like when we say focus on the net, if someone offers $102,000 but needs $5,000, Ink seller paid closing costs. Now it's 97. You know,
and
so
and don't forget to factor in that the seller typically pays for the commission.
Yes, as well. So closing date, self-explanatory, right? Usually 30 to 45 days is typical. That gives everybody time to do their inspections and due diligence. The due diligence period. So this is before the closing date. This is maybe 2-3 weeks into the transaction. You want to have all your due diligence done, your inspections. If you're concerned about crime in the area, you want to research that. If you're concerned about schools, you want to research that. But that due diligence period is the time where you can essentially back out without losing your earnest money. Now, you will lose your due diligence money. That's part of the deal as well.
Tell them a little bit, but go explain the difference between due diligence money and earnest money.
So they're both essentially down payments on the transaction, right? They will both be credited to you as the buyer if the transaction closes. Due diligence money is money that the buyer is giving to the seller basically to take their home off the market and for however long the due diligence period is. So let's say you wrote an offer on June 1st to close on June 15th and you've got the due diligence. You wrote a due diligence check for $500 and the due diligence period is from June 1st to June 21st. So you have from June 1st to June 21st to decide if you want to keep
moving forward. You said June 1st to June 15th. Do you mean July 15th?
I said July 15th was the closing date.
You said June 15th was the closing
date. Okay, well, I meant July. Anyways, you have those 3 weeks to decide if you want to keep moving forward or not. And basically, you're going to lose that due diligence money no matter what. It's gone, but it still is credited to you at the end. And the earnest money is money that's also a down payment that will get contributed back to you at closing if the deal closes. But you have up until the deal closes to keep that. And you can get that back if you choose to not do the due diligence. So if you cancel out on the deal, let's say the inspection goes horribly, but you're within the due diligence period, you'll get your earnest money back. You still lose your due diligence, but you keep your earnest money. So due diligence, home warrant, or earnest money, closing date, closing costs, sales price. Also, home warranties in the contract. So you need to say if you're going to provide or ask for a home warranty. Those are about $500-$600. So really take all those into account. Also, you want to look at the property disclosure. If you're in North Carolina, you want to look at the mineral oil and gas disclosure. Make sure that that's an interesting one. Are you familiar with that? I know you don't do too many North Carolina deals, but
yeah.
That's where basically that's an agreement saying that the seller hasn't sold the land to somebody else. You're not going to find somebody out there digging for
oil.
Gold and oil out your backyard one day. So, but yeah,
that would suck.
That
by
would
the way.
Suck. That somebody's out there digging in your yard.
What if they struck
and
oil?
They struck oil.
Oh god.
So you need to send over your offer to purchase, all the disclosures signed, and you also want to send your pre-qualification letters to the listing agent so that they know that you're pre-qualified and ready to go. So sales price, closing costs, closing date, due diligence period, due diligence money, earnest money, home warranty. Those are all the terms that go into making an offer and going under contract. And buyers and sellers need to focus on the net. All those things combined to see which deal is best for you. All right, we'll catch them on part 5.
Peace.
Late.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.